Next up, we will talk about spirit guide channeling. It's an amazing story. Two special guests next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Psychic medium Christina Hill, Tim Barkley have fused their talents and gifts to form a no-fail technique called Gateway to Subconscious Mind. This conditions the mind to enter a channeling state immediately. Their company is called Light Workers, was constructed and directed by Christina's spirit guide. And this is an amazing story. It helps countless people contribute to bettering their health, abundance, freedom. Amazing. So first of all, let's bring in Christina and say hi to her. Hello, Christina.
Thank you, George. Much love and light going out to you and to all of your listeners. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And delighted to be here.
We'll take all the love and light that we can grab, too. This is strange times. We all need it, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Tim, you can chime in as well. I think we are both here with so much love and light to share.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, George. Hey, thank you so much for having us on tonight.
Great. Now, how did you two meet up, first and foremost? How'd that happen?
Well, George, this is a really cool story. So Tim and I were business partners. We came together just colliding in the perfect way. You might call it serendipitous. We're both hypnotherapists. I myself own a spiritual coaching practice called The Now Heals. And we met through an online hypnosis forum, which is really a place where hypnotherapists around the world can congregate and mastermind and share creative ideas. And we found that we had a lot of common mutual professional interests and just a really strong drive to explore and put new discoveries to the test. So we began doing session work together and working collaboratively on projects.
Was it easy or hard, and I'm going to just free flow this for both of you,
sure.
But was it easy or was it hard to get into this mindset to be able to start channeling and doing the things you've been doing?
Well, yeah, I could speak to that a little bit, George. When you conduct hypnotherapy sessions, there's one thing that gets in the way, which is the thinking, analytical, conscious mind. So you're always trying to push that to the side. So we actually ended up spending a little bit over 3 years coming up with this technique, this gateway technique, that what it does is it takes that thinking analytical mind and it sends it into a dream. It sends it into the sleep state, and then we're able to talk to basically a sleeping person, but we can talk to their subconscious mind. And that's really, really awesome in therapy work because you can get to the root cause. But then we noticed that thinking analytical conscious mind, once it's gone, basically what that does, it breaks down the dividing wall between the physical world and the non-physical world. And the things that have come through will blow you away. I mean, we've been told that like what we're doing is up there with like the change that Jesus did for the planet.
Yeah.
That everybody needs to start doing this. And and George, on your show, you've had a lot of remote viewers like Major Ed Dane,
mm-hmm.
talking about, you know, the kill shot and the sun going bonkers and things like that. And we've actually been told the same thing. So time is of the essence for us to be able to get out there, show the world that everybody can speak with their guides. So we're here to do that and then to show people how to do that.
Let's go back to when you two were much younger children. Christina, in your case, did you have this ability as a young girl?
I did, and thank you, George, for asking that. I think that as children, and we've actually been told this by my spirit guide, Othella, who is our founder, CEO, and leader of Lightworkers, that children ages 6 and under, they're in direct communication with spirit, that they're able to perceive and see spirit in such a heightened way. Myself, yes, I've been a psychic medium my whole life, and I didn't really have words, though, to formulate my experiences, and it wasn't until about 3 years ago that I really fully came into the real richness, the fullness of my gifts. And right about that time, I was just hunting for and really, really hungry for a technique that I could apply that would accelerate my abilities, really becoming more advanced. That's right about the time that I met Tim, and we put together the Gateway, and boy, did it fired me up. It really lit me up from within, allowing me to do this work in a very fast, efficient way. And of course, we had that epic breakthrough session, which I think we're going to get to here in a few moments, where we met my spirit guide, Othella, and she provided us with a blueprint of how we would construct Lightworkers and how we would run our company and how we would do sessions and teach this material to the world.
Same with you, Tim, a little boy. Were you into this?
Well, not really, to be honest with you. I mean, throughout my life, I definitely have had spiritual encounters here and there, that kind of thing. And since we've been doing this, it's really interesting because I've spoken with a lot of people's spirit guides, a whole lot of people's. And through that, my spirit guide and even Christina's come to me and talk directly with me here and there. It happened actually earlier today. So I definitely am opening up to that a lot more. I don't think I have the gifts that Christina has, but I definitely am open to it, and it seems to be kind of coming my way as well.
Well, are these spirit guides coming to you two at will, or do you have to kind of pull it in?
So I would say definitely at will, and I think there is some mastery there that has come in through the years and just through the expertise. Right now, I mean, Othella is with me all the time. I have developed a very intimate relationship with Othella, and she's able to come to me in various formats. She's very musical, so I hear her through music and instruments, through certain auditory sounds, and you know, she's present with us, of course, in our sessions. She's really the guide who leads us to our clients' spirit guides.
Now, in terms of a spirit guide, what are they? Were they once humans who died? Are we dealing with the soul of a human being? Are we dealing with an angel? What are we dealing with?
Well, George, both, actually. Two of my guides, actually one of my guides is my sister who passed away in 2009, and I just got a new guide not too long ago, a couple of months ago, who is a hypnotherapist that I used to know who passed away 3 years ago. Also, some of the guides, they have incarnated on Earth, but a very long time ago. And then there are very upper-level souls above that. So it's kind of a mix of all of the above, really.
Do they freely tell you about themselves?
Yeah,
yes,
they do.
George. They are really, they're very open on that and sharing about their origins. Also, they're very quick to identify ways that they work through you, how to communicate and dialogue with them. And it's different for everyone. Everyone has a different way of perceiving their team of spiritual guides, and yes, they're very open to the questions, the dialoguing, and providing that information.
Who was Othella in her life?
I believe that Othella is the embodiment and the soul. She's an ascended master, first of all. I should back up there. She's an ascended master. I liken her to really a Zen master. She's kind of firm. She's a little stern. She's very tell it like it is. And I believe that there was a very special person, very dear to me, who passed away several years ago, and very, very psychic individual who had a powerful impact on my life. And Othella shared with me that she has moved into this form, leaving the physical body and moving into ascended master role. So I believe that is that person that I used to know, and that was such a big influence in my life as a child and growing up.
Yeah, and also Christina's other guide that comes through occasionally. The name of that guide is Catsall.
Catsall?
Yeah, Catsall. And it's spelled, I don't know if you remember how this is spelled, Christina. It's like a Q.
I sure do. And it's actually pronounced, now Tim is really funny here because we have differences in how we pronounce things, but it's Quetzal, which okay. is, if you Google that, it's actually a, sort of a phoenix-type figure, a bird in some cultures. And it's spelled Q-U-E. I'm sure. I'm sorry,
it sounds Aztec.
It is. It's Quetzal. And
well, see, they had Quetzalcoatl.
That's right.
As one of their gods.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, and Quetzal comes through and talks about her life as a human where they worship the sun god Ra. Yeah. And you know, for healing and sacrifice and all kinds of things. And so it sounds like she lived quite a long time ago.
Do these spirit guides issue warnings to us?
They do, actually. I was beginning to say, the Earth is changing, and I was told that the first change in Earth is our weather. And I think you and all of our listeners can agree upon this, that the weather is just getting goofy. And it is.
It's getting goofy. I'm not the one to blame mankind exclusively for it. I think we're in cycles, but it is goofy.
Yeah,
it is. So they have told us that the very first change in Earth school is the weather. It's going to continue in this manner. So it's just going to get stranger and stranger. It's going to snow where it's never snowed before, and vice versa, where it's really warm. Plate tectonics, solar flares. So the whole thing is kind of going in this upheaval kind of mode. And then that prompted me to ask the question. I said, well, if this happens, what's going to happen to, like medicine, like going to the hospital, having surgery, getting, you know, prescriptions filled? And they said, that's going away. So you can think of it like we're going to be catapulted back in time. And that's when they said that's why it's really important right now, time is of the essence, for people to begin talking directly with their spirit guides, because spirit guides, and we'll talk about this, you know, a little later, but they heal people physically and emotionally. And I asked, is this new to the world? And they said, no, it's ancient. People were connected, and then it was lost. And then it's time for it to come back due to these Earth changes.
What are they saying about our presidential election? Anything?
I haven't asked. So I'm not...
No, they may run away from you if you ask them.
Yeah, we don't want to go there.
At all. Now, tell us a little bit about the program, Gateway to Subconscious Mind.
Sure. Well, what it is... As I had already said, what it is, it's like a meditative approach that anybody can do. And what it is you're relaxing a person, you're sending the thinking mind away. And then with Christina and myself, what we do is we have our clients, we work mainly through Skype, but we also do sessions via the telephone and FaceTime. And what we do is we first do a consultation with our client, because some of our clients, I'll be honest with you, there's a really wide gamut of people. Some people have terminal cancer, okay? And then other people just have a couple of questions, or they, hey, I'd like to know the name of my guide, you know, that kind of thing, and all the people in between. So we first evaluate, you know, who this is and what it is that they would like to gain from this. And then they go to our website, lightworkers.cc, and they fill out a form with all their questions and with all the physical ailments that they have. So we have it in front of us. And then in session, we have them on the screen. And Christina is a rock star. She is a superstar, I'm telling you. I can get her, see, the Gateway program, the first time you do this with somebody, it takes about an hour or maybe hour and 15 minutes. And at the end of that, what we have set up is it's like a keyword phrase. so, like, George, if I was going to work with you, it would be a longer, like, hour kind of process. And at the end, I would say to you, you know, the next time and every time we work together, any time that you hear me say the words yellow elephant, you will instantly come right back down into the state where your conscious mind is sleeping and your subconscious mind is listening to every single word I say.
How often will you say yellow elephant?
I say it after the first session probably 2-3 times. With Christina, she is so good at this because she's naturally gifted anyway. I, within about 2 minutes, can get her from a fully waking conscious state down into this very special state and have her guide present in about 2 minutes. So that's what we do. We have our client, and I put Christina in the state, and then I asked the guides. I said, hey, how can we connect to our client's guides? And, you know, I'm thinking, well, they probably need, what, their name, their address, how old they are, where they live, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they don't. I was told all we need is their first, last name. So that's what I do. I guide Christina down into that state really quickly. And then Othello, boom, she's there really quick. And then let's say we have Jane Smith. So then I just simply say, Othello, can you please bring in Jane's spirit guides, please? And within a millisecond, I mean, it's instant, boom, they're there. And then what we do for the session is I generally have the guides do like a body scan. So I'll ask the guides, hey, before we get to the questions, would you mind just scanning the physical body to see if it's in balance, to see if it's healthy? And they always say, yes, of course. And then we go ahead and we jump into the questions.
What does the client generally want, Tim? What are they looking for?
Well, our clients generally, most of them, if not all of them, really are very interested in their guides. They want to know their guides' names. They want to know how to connect with their guides. That always comes up. And Christina, I'll let you finish that one.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And just to chime in, I think I agree with Tim what he says. It's really the gamut. So there we do see people who come in and they are quite ill and stricken with illness. We work with people who have physical, emotional, or habitual problems of all different kinds, but also people who just That's probably the most common request or question is, how do I dialogue or communicate with my guides? How do I know that it's my guides I'm talking to and not just my imagination?
Or a trick by a demon or something.
Exactly. How do I protect myself? George, this is a big point, too, is how do I keep myself safe and I know that I'm surrounded by love and light and my angels, as opposed to letting the darkness creep in? Because it's so I think, easy to do that if you don't have the right kind of teaching, really, if you haven't had a mentor kind of guide you through that. So people look to their guides for this kind of insight. And then, of course, you get a blend of all things in between. You know, we have weight release clients, clients who want to lose weight or overcome addiction. You know, we've worked with celebrities. We've worked with people who have a great deal of wealth, and they want to know where they should put their wealth or geographically, where to move, where should I go to school, you know, all kinds of different things. Really everything under the rainbow.
Will people react to that? I mean, if you say your guide tells you, get out of this state and move to another one, will they do it?
Well, so this is a fine point you bring up here, is this is actually, instead of me, the messenger, the conduit, having the information, it's really the guides. So this is the guides come through in first person. This is actually what makes this leagues away from a psychic reading or a tarot card reading, is that you're actually sitting down one-on-one, just like I'm talking to you, and you're getting the information from the source.
But through you yes. Physically, right? They kind of jump into you?
That's exactly right. It's embodying. Othello told us in the beginning, after our breakthrough session where we met Othello, she said to us, she said, you know, I want you to use Christina's body vessel
as the vehicle for this.
All right, Christina, hold on for a sec. We'll be back with much more in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, back with Tim Bartley and Christina Hill as we're talking about the spirit world and spirit guides. Tim and Christina, if the spirit guides were not available to help people, what would happen? What would be that person's existence be like?
Well, you know, they are here to help us, except most people don't know that they're there or that it's blocked off. So, you know, what would it be like if they weren't there? That's kind of a hard question to answer.
Because they are there.
They are there, and they do communicate. Like our intuition, our gut feeling, that is your spirit guide. That's what that is. And they come to us in dreams. They come to us in music. Like if you get in the car, you turn on the radio, and a certain song plays, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. And then you hear that song again. That's how they communicate with us. And quite honestly, George, we, all of us, are connected in the spirit world. So at night, we've been told when we sleep, our soul leaves our body for a while and comes back.
That's astral projection, right?
Right, right. And then when we enter into a brand new incarnation, by the time we get like past 6 years old, at that point, we're much more disconnected. But six-year-olds and under, they are directly in contact with spirit. So, and then, of course, our spirit guides are always, always around us. And we have anywhere from 3 to 7 guides that are always around us. And we have, and here's one thing that people don't usually know, that we have one main spirit guide that is with us our entire life. But the other spirit guides kind of come and go as we go through life. But they are around. We are connected in spirit. And a lot of us choose really to not pay any attention to it. But then there are a lot of people that do pay attention to it as well.
And Christina, when we were talking right before the break, that they seem to enter you and then you communicate.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a tense situation where the wrong spirit got into your body?
No, I've not been in that situation. We have had some in the beginning, I should say, when we first started, we were novices and just learning, and I felt, and I still do feel this way, I felt like ever the student, right? So we're always learning, we're always continually putting into practice what we're learning, but I've never had an energy or an entity enter into me that is negative or of darkness. But that's not saying that we haven't had negative energy around us or experiences. And I think Tim, I'm going to let him take it from here. Tim can speak to this. But two instances come to mind. Yeah. Tim, do you want to talk on those?
Yeah, you know, George, we have a YouTube channel. And, of course, we talk to a lot of people. And one question that comes up occasionally is what you just asked. Have you ever had evil entities come in? Or some people will get a hold of us and say, you know, you're working with the devil and things like that. And we are most certainly not doing that. But in the beginning, as Christina had mentioned, we had two occurrences where we had psychic attacks. And the area where we were doing the session work felt pretty negative, and Christina and I felt kind of down, kind of depressed, so we cleared all that away. And what we learned from those two occurrences is really how to protect ourselves even better. And we have a really full method to keep love and light completely surrounding us. So it is all very positive. Negative, evil entities cannot get within 1,000,000 miles of us after we're protected. So that is absolutely not a problem whatsoever.
All right, so how do we use these spirit guides to our benefit? What do you recommend?
Well, George, the one key point here is to communicate with them on a daily basis.
Daily basis, okay.
This needs to be something that we do every day, not just as a one-time stop or, boy, this was a great session, thanks for the info and never to revisit again. They want to, in our session, we see this again and again, is they want to lay out sort of a spiritual prescription for you, really, a ritual that you can employ every day. And it's not really, it sounds like a lot, but it's actually very simple. And they want you to have a way to connect with them that's unique to you every day. And that connection, it gets stronger and stronger. It gains momentum.
With what's been happening on this planet right now, people are being faced with negativity all over the place. They're being bombarded by it. How do they protect themselves so they're insulated? Tim?
Yeah, I can tell you some of the techniques that we use, and I would advise everybody to use this. What we do is, before we get into doing a session, we pray. We pray to God, and we also set our intention. We have learned from the guides, and this comes up a lot, that if you want something, like if you want to win the lottery or you want to land that perfect person or find your soulmate or whatever, it's really important to speak it out loud and to also write it down. And that actually changes the energy. So what we do is we sit down, we pray. Another thing that we do is we, when you imagine things, you're actually creating it in the spiritual world. So we imagine like the white light coming and down through the top of our head, actually, and filling our body just like you'd fill a glass of milk. And then the light hits our heart center and boom, expands out, filling the entire room. Also, another thing that we do, and I might be mispresenting or mispronouncing this because it's pronounced different ways, but there's a word called Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh or Yad-Heh-Vav-Heh.
There's nobody out there who would even know if you mispronounced it.
Well, yeah, it's George, right. It's Hebrew, and we have been corrected on this. So we have met with some pretty cool mentors. We've worked and studied with great spiritual leaders, and for the application of protection, the way that we pronounce things, it actually does matter. But I'm with Tim. We just say Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, and Tim, maybe you could share what that word really means.
Yeah, I actually learned this from a very, very incredible psychic years ago, and he told me that at night he couldn't get any sleep because the spirits were coming in, they were talking to him, they were pulling the sheets off his bed. So what you do, and everybody should do this, be it in your car or in your home, what you do is you go around the room, so the front left corner, you want to imagine a spirit, an angel, and say Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And then the upper right corner, same thing, another angel, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Then the back right corner, then the back left corner, saying that word. Then the second time around, you do exactly the same thing. But this time, you imagine the heart center of each angel just like lighting up like the sun and just spilling into your area this protective white light. So you start front left corner, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and you, in your mind, see that angel's heart center, boom, just like exploding with light. And you go around the room with that funny-sounding word, and you do that all the way around. And the psychic told me that when he did that, all of a sudden, he could sleep at night. Nobody was bugging him. So, if you live in a haunted house, do that, okay? If you want to be protected in your car, do that. It's really good. Another great thing is, like I said before, have the light come in through the top of your head, filling your body up, hitting your heart center, shining out, and then imagine yourself like kind of floating in a balloon, and the outer perimeter of the balloon is made up of little tiny mirrors that point outward. So if any negative energy tries to come in and get you, they're reflected out. So that's another really great thing to do. And you want to do that if you go into a cemetery or into a bar or any place mm-hmm. like that. It's a great way to protect yourself.
If you do not tap into the guides and you just carry on with your own normal life, what could happen to you?
Well, obviously you could make the wrong choices in life. You're on your own. And Christina, why don't you field that one?
Yeah, and George, what a great question. I think it's a missed opportunity in the biggest way. We are spiritual beings. We are energy. And our purpose here is to fulfill our divine purpose. So we're not just walking around, you know, in these meat suits we call bodies, you know, and here for a limited time and then check out and that's it. No, we're actually here to live in light and to pursue our goals, our dreams, and to explore and fulfill our divine purpose. And the divine purpose, by the way, is different for everyone. This is your ultimate soul's journey. So connection to your guides, it's absolutely vital. It's vital for your health. It's vital for your well-being, your spiritual well-being. And Tim, you can also share a bit, too, your thoughts on this.
Yeah, well, I tell you, George, you know, an awesome thing that maybe you can keep in mind, perhaps we could come back and instead of getting interviewed on the show, we could do an entire show, because we do this live in front of audiences. We could do a whole show, George, where we could pull forward your guides and we could talk directly with them.
Right.
Then we could have callers call in and ask questions and we could connect to each and every caller's guides. Also, we could ask like big questions. We could talk about like earth changes or what is it like to die or do we really reincarnate, which we do, by the way, or are ghosts real or can you give us insight into UFOs? So I think that would be really fun. So people could, they could have like a firsthand experience with it, which would be awesome.
Now we're going to take calls with both of you next hour. Is there anything special that you would like from the caller?
Well, no, I mean, just really their questions. We have, obviously, we could share a lot of wonderful, interesting stories. We've had, like one was really, really interesting. We were talking to Othella, Christina's guide, and then she said, I'm going to leave the microphone open.
She said that.
It was like 10 seconds of silence. Then a little girl's voice came in and said, hello. And I was like, hello.
Well, you got to tell them for radio, 10 seconds of silence is deadly.
Yeah.
No, tell spirit worlds no silence here, folks.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
We got to teach them.
Yeah. Yeah. But so we could take anybody's questions. Like I was just telling you, a little girl that she goes, I just showed up here. It was a little girl that just passed away, and it was so endearing. She says, I'm like, well, what are you doing? She says, oh, we're playing marbles. And then she goes, clickety, click, click. I'm like, oh, okay. And she goes, I can do anything I want to do here. And I'm like, okay, well, couldn't you do things that you wanted to do before? And she said, no, not when I was in the hospital. And then she said, my parents are crying a lot.
Of course.
And it was so endearing to talk to this little girl. And a couple of other times, I've been able to speak with people that have passed away directly. And a really, really interesting...
Do they know they've died?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what's interesting is Christina's voice changes. When Othella shows up, Othella has like this thick, like stronger, deeper tone.
If it gets guttural, I'm out of there.
No, it does. Yeah, her head doesn't spin or anything.
Nothing like
no,
that.
No, nothing like that. Although Othella has shared that this process, it's really been a metamorphosis for me, and just really escalating my psychic gifts to such a level. She has shared with us that the way that I'm going to be channeling is going to shift and change, and that there will come a time where I'll be able to sit in more of an upright position with the eyes open, and won't need any kind of formal induction or any kind of intro into this state. It will just simply happen. So we're not there yet, but we're looking forward to it.
Now, you know, most of this is very enlightening. I mean, it's uplifting. It's wholesome. Is there a downside to any of this?
No. There really
You don't see that. I mean, what about evil? Where does that fit in? You know, we've heard about the devil and all this.
Well, there are negative energies out there. There's no doubt about it. But like I said, before we ever do a session, we are completely in white light. I mean, so evil, negative things cannot come in. They just
have they tried to?
Yeah. We were attacked a couple of times, right, Christina?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So look, give us one. What happened?
You can't really know the light until you know some darkness too, George. So I think our journey through this, part of this has been, I mean, we take a painstaking approach. I want people to know this, is that we do so much pre and post care for both ourselves and our clients. And we take this very seriously. So just learning the techniques and the ways that we know to keep ourselves safe and to live up to our name, you know, light workers, you know, working with the light and only light.
Yeah, and in those two instances, we call them psychic attacks. The area, the room that we were doing the sessions in felt very heavy. You know, George, I'm sure you and your listeners, you've entered like a space before where, like, for some reason it just feels kind of like, ugh, you know, it's kind of like, ugh, you know. So the space where we were working became like that. And then both Christina and I, we just kind of, for a few days, just felt kind of down and just kind of like off in our game. I mean, it wasn't anything like horrible or anything like that, but we cleared all that away and we learned from that. Another really interesting story is I went over to Christina's house. I was sitting on her couch, and in her bedroom, which her spare bedroom, which I could see from the couch, a full-bodied apparition appeared. It came out from behind the door, and then it went back behind the door. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm like, Christina, what was that I just saw? And what did you say, Christina? Because you didn't tell me about that.
No, I didn't. I said, oh, yeah, I've seen that, too. I know what that is. And at that point, we both kind of looked at each other, and I said, well, do you think that Othello would have something to share about this? What do you think we should do about this? And
yeah.
That was when we came into a session right then and there and spoke with Othello. And Tim, maybe you can share what Othello had said about this.
Yeah, so, I mean, I see, like, this 6'3" shadow person, you know. So, and we were going to move into that room to make it an office. So I asked Othello, I said, Othello, I believe that there is something like a spirit in that room. And all Othello said was, Stanley. He is just being so silly. And that was it. And then I said, well, is there something I can do to clear him out of there? And she goes, that's not up to you. We'll do that. And you know what? They did. And Stanley, you haven't noticed anything in there, have you, Christina?
No, it actually, that took care of it right then and there. You see, the guides, they work on spirit time, and spirit time is the now. I mean, everything is energy, right? So it happens instantly. We connect with our clients' guides, it takes an instant.
And like what Christina said, what if you think about it like this, your thinking conscious mind will not allow you to be in the now. It will yank you to the past or the future. But if you stay in the now, that's really where you feel good. And when you die, people in the spirit world are in the now. That's where they are. And we actually, Othello came through and wrote a book that we wanted to tell your audience about. It's a free download at our website, lightworkers.cc.
I love that word, free.
Yeah, it's free. And Othello wrote a book because we keep hearing, how can I communicate better with my guides? So Othello, you know, I put Christina in the state and I typed out the words. And basically, if you follow these instructions, like your diet, exercise, drinking water, getting out in the sun, if you do that, then what happens is you raise your vibrational state. And you're more, you know, you're uplifting yourself.
I'm going to have you give out your website, Tim, in just a moment.